Welcome to the Top 8 Movies podcast, presented by Top 8 Media. Every week we share top 8 lists from movie lovers across the globe. We also dive into actors and actresses' top 8 movies according to IMDb scores. And hear many reviews from our resident film reviewer, Mike Morgan, as he reflects on his top 8 films of each of the last 34 years. We have special edition top 8 lists on more specific topics from the movie industry. Send us your top 8 list to be read out on future episodes. Just DM us on Instagram at top_8_media. Thanks for tuning in, and let's crack on with the show. Welcome back, everybody, to Top 8 Movies from Top 8 Media. My name is Owen Morgan, and I'm sat down with my co-host, Jessica Rose Johnson, where we talk all things movies through the power of top 8 lists. We are back. We are back on the year category, so picking a year in history and doing our top 8. Today, we're looking at 2015, so we've got all the way from essentially 2023 to now, so we've covered a lot. So go back. If they're your favourite kinds, yeah, just listen to all the year ones, because it's really cool. You'd be like, what a year! Wow! Amazing year! Blah, blah, blah. So yeah, go and check it out, guys. So, Jess, we're not going to ramble on about, oh, you know, it's so hard, here's the hardest ones. But what overall for 2015, you know, I'm looking at some of the lists in front of me now, and pretty solid. It's pretty solid. Lots of blockbusters, and there's some, actually some lower key stuff that I think is really good. And I think both yours and my lists reflect a little bit of that as well. And yours is really varied, so I'm super excited to get yours out there. And my dad's, God, he's got stuff we don't. So, yeah, what do you think about 2015? It seems solid.
I loved a lot of movies that came out. I will say, I feel like this was a little bit easier of a list for me. Maybe it's because of some of the movies that came out that I'm just like, yes, 100%. Yes, this is in my top 8. But I am super excited. I think you're right. I think this is the most diverse list. And I think there's very few movies that actually appear on multiple lists. So that's even more exciting.
Yeah, you're right. I'm really excited about that, because so often it'd be like four or five of them kind of come up three or four times, and there's not even many here that are going to be three, let alone four. So really, really fun. A lot of money was made this year, which we're going to find out in a second. A lot of money in that top five. Wowzers. So as always, we will cover four lists. We've got the industry, highest grossing. We've got mine, but Jess's. And of course, Mike Morgan, who's my dad, our resident film reviewer. I'm now the resident film reviewer too. Head over to Instagram, you can see all our latest reviews. Mike reviews the cinema releases. I review the newest things that hit streaming. So I reviewed a rom-com called Upgraded the other day that hit Amazon recently. So you'll get to see the stuff that doesn't quite get to the cinema, which tend to not be quite as good as the cinema ones. So I'm the one that loses out. But no time for the cinema for me. So, they're the four lists for today. So we're going to kick off with the highest grossing industry list. So I'll hand over to Jess to read them out. She'll let us know how much money it's made in dollars worldwide.
All right, jumping in the number 8 spot, Mission Impossible Rogue Nation, $682 million. The number 7 spot, Inside Out, with $857 million. Number 6, Spectra, $880 million. Number 5, Minions, $1.1 billion. The number 4, Avengers, Age of Ultron, $1.4 billion. Number 3, Fast and the Furious 7, $1.5 billion. The number 2 spot is Jurassic World, $1.6 billion. And the number 1 spot, bringing in over $2 billion, is Star Wars, The Force Awakens.
Thank you very much. That was fun. And as you were doing it, I'd only just clocked. I was like, holy shit, Avengers is not top. You know, they win everything. So kudos to all three that are above that, just to kick us off. That's so, so cool. I guess Star Wars would obviously do that, but I'm very surprised it's normally top. So yeah, we'll just share our thoughts on it. Not too many thoughts. You know, a few of these things will pop up later on for us, but yeah, there's two kids' films in there. I have to say, I don't remember seeing many kids' films generally in the highest grossing ones that we do. I don't know. I'd be interested to see as we go back now, like another 10 years, I reckon you'll see more, because you have your Shreks, your Ice Ages, your Madagascars. So we're starting to see a little few more of them now. I've got a few of these, so I don't want to allude to anything too much. As always, I really struggle with these, to be honest with you, Jess, because it's a good list. What else do we say? What else can you say? Tell me something.
I definitely think it is a good list. I have to admit, there are two movies on the list I haven't seen.
Ooh,
And
yes,
it's
tell us.
Inside Out and Minions. I'm actually surprised myself. I still have not watched those movies, but I think same comments as you. I'm surprised that we got some movies that beat Avengers out. And I'm also surprised that there's two movies that are geared more towards kids in there. But I think even from what I've seen and what I've heard nothing but great things about Inside Out and Bananas. My mom loves the Minions. So I think, again, a good solid list, good movies. And I'm excited that we're going to share some love on some other movies that didn't quite make it that high. But it's also interesting once you get to the billions, each one creeped up just a little bit more, just a little bit more, just a little bit more.
Yeah, that's true. It's like, yeah, 1.1.4, 1.5, 1.6. Yeah, so that's quite interesting. Even the lower ones, 880, 857, and then 682 for Mission Impossible. But yeah, that's what I like. You know, anyone that's listening for the first time, you know, because that could be happening. People know already. It's like, what's really lush is that when we do our list, we're able to like shine a light on the things that are making like 250 or 300 million, maybe not even that. They're absolutely epic and amazing and don't get a credit. And that's what we're here to do, is celebrate cinema from top to bottom, which we will do next. So let's jump into mine. No messing around here today. So me and Jess have got into a little bit of a habit of shining a light on the things that we feel sad didn't quite make it into our top eight. So think of them as 9, 10, and 11, if you like. I'm going to kick off with my three. I feel really, really sad that Spectra didn't quite make it in, because I watched the trailer a minute ago before we recorded. I was like, oh my God. Oh my God, should I change it? Should I change it? But I try not to change it last minute. So I'm really sorry, Daniel. I'm really sorry. You did an amazing film and I love you very much. Sorry. And then we have The Martian with Matt Damon. It's a really good film. There are better films in my top eight, but I really loved it, just to be clear. And Mad Max was one hell of a ride. What a charismatic, stylish movie. Very, very good. But unfortunately, the things I'm about to say, win them out. So let's jump in. So normally I would sort of tell you about each film as I go. I've written like a little bit about most of them on a separate little file here on my computer, so I can be a bit more professional reviewer like I am on the old Instagram these days. So yeah, I'm doing slightly different. That's okay for everybody listening, because I just want to give, because sometimes I forget people's names or, you know, mix up a plot with another film. So this is, me and Jess do so many films, it's so confusing at times. So I want to be proper legit with all this. So my eighth spot is Jake Gyllenhaal in the film Southpaw. I'll tell you more about that later. Absolutely amazingly beautiful film. Then we have Inside Out. So I agree with the highest grossing money-making public. One of the best Disney Pixars out there. We have 13 Hours, which we talked about, I think, 5 or 6 times now in the last 10 episodes. Just keeps popping up. I don't know what the hell's going on. Never seen anything so prolific as that. Then we got Sicario. A lot of people might have forgotten about that. Absolutely immense film. That's in my fifth spot. We have No Escape, which a lot of you may not know, and I will tell you the story later. Oh my. In third place, we have Mission Impossible Rogue Nation. I love all the Mission Impossibles. Fast and Furious 7, as is my traditional, you know, family love for Fast and Furious franchise. And I'm also a big Marvel fan, to be clear. The original phase, not the phase we're going through now. That's a different story. The original phase. So Avengers Age of Ultron is in my top spot. So that's my list. I feel a bit sad that I put Avengers at the top in the sense of like all those films below. It's like so obvious you said Avengers. But what can I say? It has to go in. Jess is currently highlighting what she has seen and not seen. And while she's doing that, let me tell her why, if she hasn't seen it, there's a problem there. So, Mission Impossible Rogue Nation. This was the one all about dissolving the IMF, and it was a rogue nation syndicate, and their job was to try and take that syndicate down. So it's a bit like the IMF, but it was like the dark side of it. So it was much darker version, a bit like Spectre was. It was like darker version of what they're doing, a little bit more panicky and dread dread orientated. So, I mean, it had a different edge. I really like that. It wasn't so glorified, which is really, really good. So, yeah, anything about a nation or syndicate versus another syndicate is always going to be good fun. So, yeah, very good. Avengers, Ultron. Yeah, my top spot. So that's where they, you know, they've really met their match. You know, Ultron was absolutely awesome bad guy. And again, showed the darker side of what it is to be a hero. If you just watch a trailer, it shows you that. All the heroes have to go through a different phase of questioning how good they are, or is it morally right what they're doing? Do they have the power to stop this and save people? I thought it was a really nice touch, making it a little bit darker. And Ultron is just awesome. So Fast Furious 7, the reason I picked that is because it's the first time we saw the cars parachuting out of a plane and landing on a road on a cliffside. I mean, I don't see that every day. Paul Walker jumps off a coach that's falling off a cliff and jumps onto a car's spoiler, just to give you a little taste of which one it was. Jason Statham turns up in this one, who's my absolute god and hero. So to have my Fast crew and Jason pop up with too much to bear. It's his first one. He played Deckard Shaw, and he was such an awesome bad guy, because he normally plays like hero guy but a little bit dark, but in this he is definitely the bad guy. And the fight scenes between Vin Diesel and Jason are just so good, especially the one on the like the multi-story car park. I'm trying to get people a sense of which one it is, because it gets really confusing. So yeah, first Statham, parachute out of cars, Vin and Jason fight scenes. Right, next up we've got No Escape. Oh, guys. So this is an American family caught in the middle of a coup in Asia and trying to get out safely, or at least try and get to the American embassy, as the bad guys are going around killing all the Westerners. Oh, my God. Like, it's not horror, obviously, but it's verging on unbearable to watch. These poor little kids, and Owen Wilson and Lake Bell is so good in the mum and dad roles, and they're trying to get to the embassy and not get killed. And it's just, oh my God, it's so intense. You just want them to survive. And how are they going to do it? And they're going to die. And it didn't get anywhere near enough publicity. It's just an absolute masterpiece in gut-wrenching people who care about their families. And what would you do for your family? Oh, Jesus. Guys, check it out. On a, you know, not on a night where you're feeling low. That'd be bad. But, you know, when you're feeling good, that doesn't work either. I don't know when to watch it. All right, just watch it. Sicario, this incredible cast. Emily Blunt, Josh Brolin, Benicio del Toro, John Bernthal, and Jeffrey Donovan. This is incredible. It's set on the Mexican border and the war against drugs. The FBI are tasked to fight this problem and stop it. And we follow an agent, Emily Blunt, who isn't a soldier, but is an agent. And she's starting to see she might not be able to even be able to trust the people closest to her, who's in on this, who's not. And it's just, I remember how good it was. It was so well paced. And you're like, you don't know who to trust either. And you're like, oh, is it them? Is it them? Oh, it's so good. So good. I think it was up for a few Oscars at the time. 13 hours. We talked about this hundreds of times. During an attack on a US compound in Libya, a security team has to last 13 hours without backup to protect the compound. It's absolutely epic. Go and watch it. And then we have Southpaw, which is the wife of a boxer. He's a champion boxer called Billy. His wife gets killed and he goes down a dark path and loses everything. His house, his daughter, who gets taken in by social services. It's about him getting back his life again, his path to cope with the loss and get back in that ring, rebuild his life and get his daughter back. It's got Jake Gyllenhaal as the boxer. He is incredible in it. Incredible performance. Oscar winning, in my opinion. So, so good. Go and check it out. And then Spectra, they say James is finished. But for this mission, he needs to disappear. This is the darker side of Bond, like I said. Really well-paced storytelling. It's got Christoph Waltz as the bad guy, who is fantastic. And it's just, it's eerie. Maybe eerie is a good word for it. Like our hero. It's an eerie, like what's going to happen to him? Very eerie. And that's it. I've gone a little bit reviewy there, guys, but I just really wanted to give that a try once. So, Jess, how did you find my new way of doing this? And what are your thoughts about my list?
I like it. So I've seen a good chunk of them, right? A couple of them. I've heard of No Escape. When I looked it up, I was like, I've heard of this one. I didn't hear of the Sicario. I haven't heard of that one. I'm surprised because, yeah, was nominated for an Oscar and I hadn't heard of it. And Inside Out put it on the list of judgment because I think everyone who has seen it has asked why I haven't seen it yet. But I think a good list. Southpaw was definitely on my long list because it didn't make my short list. But good movie. 13 Hours, same thing. Another great movie. I think really good. And I loved, this is something, ironically, when I was writing my little notes for this too, I was trying to think of, especially for these series ones, I get it mixed up all the time. So people listening are probably like, which one's that one? So I love that you're like, hey, this is the one where these cool scenes happened. So maybe you'll remember that this is the one that I'm talking about. So I love that. I thought that was really great.
Yeah, thank you. I think I'm going to do that as we go back to 6, 5, 4. They're all going to feature my top 8. So I'll have to fill you in on like the crazy things that took place. And when you get to like 1 and 2, it'll just be like, what is that? It? They drifted and that was about it. But yeah, I love it so much. But yeah, no, I appreciate that. And I think each week I might like say like the top one. I don't know. No Escape or Sicario. Maybe Sicario. I think you'd love that. So that would be my choice for you to watch. And maybe you can do the same for me on your list later on. So there you go, guys. That is B, list B. You're going to be able to go over to Instagram at the end of this episode. And there's a poster you'll see for the episode. And you just go in the comments, but A, B, C, or D. Or DM me if you want. You know, whatever works for you, let us know. Because we have a league table that we announce on each anniversary episode. It's really fun. It's getting very close now. There's like loads of us at the top with 7 wins each. It's getting tasty. That's not even deliberate. It's just turned out that way. Really, really cool. But when we get back from the break, we are going to dive into Jess's list and then into Mike's list. And let's see what we see for the first time and what we see again. And we're back. We are still looking through the films of the year 2015. It's been a ride so far, so let's see what comes up next. So Jess, I'll hand over to you to tell us your list and pitch and convince us why you're the best.
All right. So my honorable mentions, this was a tough one, and I'll have to admit, I debated and I swapped like right before. So Goosebumps is probably like my 8.5. Daddy's Home, Max, some other really good movies that I enjoyed in the year 2015. But ultimately, I'll follow your lead on this one. I'll go through the list and then I'll give my little pitches afterwards. Cool. So in the 8th spot, I have Jurassic World. In the 7th, I have The Intern. In 6th spot, I have Pitch Perfect 2. In the 5th spot, I have Spectra. In the 4th spot, I have Insurgent. In the 3rd spot, I have Furious 7. In the 2nd spot, I have Mockingjay Part 2. And the number 1 spot, which if you're a regular listener should not surprise you, is Star Wars, The Force Awakens. So with Jurassic World, I know that wasn't on yours, but it was on the number 2 in the industry. I love, this was kind of a bringing back the Jurassic Park, and it stars Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard. I thought it was such a cool concept. They rebuild Jurassic Park, but they're having to kind of engineer dinosaurs, and what can't go wrong with that, right? So I loved that, just bringing back the Jurassic Park movies and the dinosaurs. My number 7, The Intern. Such a sweet movie with Robert De Niro and Anne Hathaway. So Anne Hathaway runs a business. Robert De Niro is kind of bored in retirement and sees a sign to be an intern. He says, I'll go intern for this company. And it's really sweet to see the different dynamics. I think that's something, just a good life lesson for all of us, is Anne Hathaway is this younger woman who's the CEO of this company, while Robert De Niro is this older man, and they both have different skill sets and different experiences in life. And when you bring those together to be able to see what can be changed and what can grow from that, I just think it's really beautiful and a good life lesson. I included Pitch Perfect 2. That is, if you haven't heard of Pitch Perfect, it's great. I got Anna Kendrick and Rebel Wilson. This is the one where it starts out. There was a beautiful show that they were putting on for the president's birthday, and Rebel Wilson's underpants rips, So now the Barton Bellas are shunned because of this big scenario where poor Rebel Wilson's crotch gets shown to the world. And now they're being kind of replaced by this international group, and they have to fight to get their stage back, basically, and not be replaced by this group. So that's the second one. Now, Spectra, I think you did a great job explaining that movie, so I won't really dive into that. I'm a big James Bond fan, so I thought it was great. And I do agree with you. It's kind of this darker side of James Bond. So for Insurgent, my number four spot, this is in the Divergent series, and it has Shailene Woodley and Ansel Elgort. I hope that I said that right. And Theo James. This is the one where Beatrice is really confronted with all these demons battling her, and she has to make this decision. Is she going against her family? Is she going against what society tells her to do? And this is the one where she really, really, really starts to fight back and try and make personal sacrifices for the cause. The number third spot, Furious 7. Again, you did an amazing job describing which Furious we're talking about here. Personally, I love it. It's got my girl Ronda Rousey's in a scene, and it's Paul Walker's last movie in the franchise. Also, fun fact for you, it is my favorite soundtrack to run to. So, good soundtrack lover. The number two spot is I have Hunger Games as Mockingjay Part 2. It's the final chapter in that story, which is so, so, so good. The irony kills me. So if you haven't seen it, I don't want to give you a spoiler alert. It's just the irony is how the movie ends, how the story ends. It gets me every time I watch it. But this is one with Jennifer Lawrence, Josh Hutcherson, and Liam Hemsworth. And ultimately, it's the final battle in the series. So they're trying to fight and figure out what is going to be the ultimate fate of Pan Am in the end. So good movie. Check out the final. And then Star Wars, A Force Awakens. My lovely Star Wars, my love. It is bringing back Star Wars to a new generation, getting people sold on the magic of the Force with Daisy Ridley, John Boyega, I think, and then Oscar Isaac. So they come together, and I really love this particular Star Wars stories because it brings in different characters. You're going to have some of your returning characters, but these storylines where you have somebody who was just a kind of discarded person, and then you have another person who realizes that I don't want to be a stormtrooper. There's another life out there for me. So it's cool getting those storylines brought into your mainstream Star Wars storylines. So I hope you enjoy my list of mostly series or franchise movies. But I'm curious, out of my list, I don't know if it hasn't updated, which ones haven't you seen? Or is there any ones that were in the running to make it on your top 8 list?
Yeah, thank you. That was great. Yeah, I know we keep going back and forth on how we pitch these things, but I quite like that. Yeah, reading the list and going through it. I think it's good. The audience can let us know anyway, you know. It doesn't really matter to you. I guess you enjoy the show, you don't. So it doesn't really matter. But it's fun. Star Wars is the only one I haven't seen. I've seen the rest of them. So that's pretty cool. That's not like me. There's normally a few of yours I haven't seen. Some of these, when I was doing my list, I didn't even spot that they were. I need to look in a better location for my lists in the internet. But yeah, as far as, yes, Star Wars goes, in the anniversary, please tune in. It's episode 40 when it comes up soon. I will be telling you about my Star Wars journey, because I got to the age of 40 and avoided Star Wars my entire life because I thought I had an issue with space films. And the last couple of weeks have been pretty epic, watching episodes 4 with my stepson and then watching episodes 1, 2, 3. I've never seen Solo. Spoiler, I'm absolutely loving my life right now with Star Wars in it, and I will reveal more in the anniversary. I'm going to make you wait to tune in for episode 40. So I'm sure I'm going to absolutely love that as well, and it probably would have got my top 8, no doubt, judge on what I've thought so far. So yeah, I can't wait. I'll let you know when I've watched it. I might even try and get to that. That's a lot of films. It's like 11 films and a TV series. Maybe not. We'll see. Anyway, back to this. So yeah, Goosebumps. I was saying that if I looked at your ones that didn't get in, I don't think I've seen Goosebumps. Technically, it's two. I've seen Days Home. That was great. That's really fun. And Mad Max, obviously. Jurassic World. I haven't seen. I don't think I've seen any since the first two. I don't think I have. I need to get on that. That's another series for me to enjoy. Sorry, guys. Like, I probably should have seen that. But I love Chris Pratt, so I'm already going to be sold on that. So the intern, yeah, I love that. As soon as you said intern, I was like, I'm sure that is the Robert De Niro one, isn't it? And it was, yeah. And that's very, very fun. I don't know. I should probably include more of these fun films. I feel like I get a bit serious, so I'll work on that. Pitch Perfect 2, I love that as well. That'll be my 12th. We got Spectra. I'm regretting that. I always regret. I find Jess doesn't regret things she does with her list, but I do. Divergent series. I love those as much as the Hunger Games. I love both. So yeah, I don't know why I see them as like they're really great, but I still think my brain is like it's like a teen film, but it's actually really good. And then I'm like, but I don't know, I'm not putting them in because I'm not, it's a teen film. No, it's a good film. Ignore who it's meant for. The books are great as well. So again, lots of apologies here today. Fast and Furious 7, don't know anything about that. Joking. Of course it could be there. So all in all, I actually really love your list. I think it's really good. I think if you put our two lists together, that is a great few weeks for somebody. They're in for a great time. May I ask why Mission Impossible is nowhere near your list? Would I be able to ask you that?
I don't know. I don't feel as connected to the Mission Impossible movies and stories. So maybe that's why. I think they're ones where I'm like, oh, good movies. But when I think of I want to watch a movie, I don't think like, oh, let me do a Mission Impossible marathon. I would be like, let's do a James Bond marathon. Heck yeah, any day. So I don't know. I guess I just don't feel as connected. But it's kind of around the same style as James Bond. I don't know.
I think with those series, I think we all pick two or three. So if you think you got your Matt Damon Bournes, you got your Tom Cruise Mission Impossibles, you got your Daniel Craig, and obviously other actors for Bond. You got John Wick for. I know it's slightly different because he's not a secret agent, but you see what I mean? It's like I think we all pick two or three. Otherwise, it's just they're all quite the same. So you have to just like pick your one or two. I think we've probably done that here. I think I'm more Mission Impossible than Bond, but I think it's because they keep changing who Bond is. I just want to stick with one, please. But that's not the Bond universe, is it? So, but yeah, nice one. That's the C. We're going to try and do it so the people that are part of this, the people that write the lists, we vote on each other rather than voting on ourselves. We'll try and make that a real thing. That'd be really, really fun. Just to see, support each other without trying to play games. Right, if they get a point, then that means I get a. None of that. It's going to be coming from the heart. And speaking of people that give us regular lists, I mean, Mike's given us loads, hasn't he? And we're about to check out his films of 2015. So to remind you, film reviewer of 30 years, he knows already. So he knows his stuff. And we've got some new stuff here, guys. I am quite. We need some a little bit of, I think, admin research here, Jess. Can you just double check for me the third one? Was that 2015? It probably was, but none of us have said it. And you'll find out shortly, guys, why I'm asking that. Maybe it is. I guess I wouldn't put it in my top eight. Anyway, foreshadowing, guys. You're excited, right? Let's jump in, and then you can see whether you think we're right or wrong on that one. So here we go. Mike's films of 2015. In fourth place, we have Lady in the Van. From what I remember, that was a stage show that was converted into a film. Then we got Brooklyn in the seventh spot. We got Mad Max Fury Road in sixth. We've got Legend with Tom Hardy in fifth. Oh my God, Legend. Have I done? Fourth, we've got Spotlight. Oh my God, such a good film. What have I done? This is like the worst episode of my life for everything I've missed. Third, everyone, is The Revenant. It's the first time we've seen that today. That's quite shocking, really. Creed. Oh my God, Creed. What a year. Second. And then he went for Spectre in number one, which is really cool. Bond's getting a top spot here today. So there we have it. And he has given us like a little sort of baby review for each one. So let's do that, shall we? Let's see what Mike is saying. Let's see what he's giving us. He's given us one for Spectra, one for Spotlight. We've got quite a few here. I don't want to say all of them, just for the interest of you listening, not being here all day. So let's look at Brooklyn in seventh spot. So that's Saoirse Ronan. I can never say her name. Saoirse Ronan. You know who I mean. Emeril Cohen. Well, these names are difficult. And Domhnall Gleeson. So this is an interesting, well-acted-out. This is an interesting, well-acted-out movie where we see an Irish immigrant in the 1950s move to Brooklyn to find a new life, but her past catches up with her. It's a lovely performance from up-and-coming Irish actor, Irish actress Saoirse Ronan as the lead, Ellis. I don't know if I know much about this. I need to go and look this up. So Legend in fifth place, Tom Hardy, Emily Browning, and Taron Egerton. It's a very good film, guys. A dual role from Tom Hardy, so he plays both brothers. I don't know how they filmed it. It's very impressive. Playing both identical twin gangsters, Ronald and Reggie Cray, who both terrorized London during the 1960s, with Tom winning many awards for his performance. Yeah, that has to be noted. He won loads. Spotlight, oh my God. Powerful, emotional. Mark Ruffalo, Michael Keaton, and Rachel McAdams. What a lineup. Based on a very true undercover story in the city of Boston, USA, via the newspaper. The Boston Globe team of journalists called Spotlight exposed a massive scandal of child molestation and a cover-up within the local Roman Catholic Church, which shook the entire Catholic Church across the world. Gripping, but sadly true of what has happened within churches and is totally unacceptable. Let's see what Dad says about Bond. Let's see if he agrees with me and Jess on this. Daniel returns as Bond, and we see him on another mission after a cryptic message is sent to him, which sends him off to Mexico City. I suspect in my review and beyond. He discovers the existence of a sinister organization known as Spectra, headed up by Blofeld, played brilliantly by Christoph Waltz. With Sam Mendes at the helm as a director, another worldwide action-packed mission for James. Okay, I still need to improve my review skills, but he's done 30 years. I'm 2 months in. Amazing stuff there. Thank you very much. Some great reviews there. So, oh, I see. So you've highlighted yours. So I'll tell you mine in a second. But yeah, what do you think of that list, Jess? And out of the four you've not seen, which ones, interest you?
Oh, so I love that your dad always comes with movies that like, I haven't even seen this one or I haven't even heard of this one, and he puts it in his top eight, and I don't know, I feel compelled, like I gotta watch these movies. So man, Brooklyn sounds really good. I haven't seen Legend, but based on your reaction, I thought, oh, maybe I should see that one. Creed was probably in my long list, but other than that, I think a good list, some good movies. Some of them I've seen them. I wouldn't probably go out of my way to watch them again, but I've seen them.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Like, yeah, I'm surprised you haven't seen Legend, actually. Yeah, Tom Hardy's great in it, and it's proper British gangster stuff. It's a really interesting story between those two brothers, and it's, obviously it's based in and around true stories, so you might quite like it. Yeah, so I love it. He's really mixed it up there with the likes of Brooklyn and Spotlight, Lady in the Van. Spotlight is so powerful, and I think it's people need to know the story. It's such a big thing, all of this stuff with the church and with children and stuff. It's become a worldwide thing for the last 10 years, so that film was needed to be out there sharing that message. Because we don't, brush that issue over every single person in the organization, as we should never do, but we still need to talk about it. Important. We talk about Mad Max plenty. Revenant's really good. I think the only reason I didn't put Revenant in was some of the iconic scenes in it are fantastic, and it's very chill. It's very slow paced. Like, it's really like, it's interesting. It's like a calming watch in a way, but it's quite long and it's tricky, isn't it? It's really good, but for some reason, it just isn't. Yeah, it isn't just. That's what I'm trying to say. And Creed, I don't think I've even seen the first one. I've got another franchise here. Isn't there like three now? I think I saw, was it three or four come out the other day? Might have been three this year. But I'm super pumped to watch them all in a row. Thing is, if you watch many loads of boxing films in a row, you're looking at kind of the same story, aren't you? Adversary that he has to go against, and his stuff behind the scenes, what he has to do and to get through the match and become a champion and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, God, I've got loads to watch. Oh man. Oh yeah, thanks, Jess. So three, there's three of them. Yeah, 2023, Creed III. There you go. So I think we've both got some work to do. That's what we've learned here today, Jess, for sure. But yeah, good stuff. So now is your chance to go and vote A, B, C, or D over on the Instagrams. You'll see the poster on there with all our cool little sort of comic characters on there, comic book characters. Just vote underneath, and then it has an influence on our polls, on our league tables that we will announce in every anniversary episode. So yeah. And feel free to come up with your top eight. I never say this. Come up with your top eight. Pop it in the comments. We'd really, really like to know what you think. So yeah, head over and do that right now. It's at top_8_movies. And we have many more episodes coming up. If anyone is for the first time, we want to keep you invested. Go back and you read the other ones. Read the other ones. Go back and listen to the other ones. So we've got Scarlett Johansson next. And then we got a bit of comedy movies coming up, which will be super fun. 2014, Idris Elba. I've done the intro just for him already. He has done some good stuff. And we've got many more to think about. Many, many more. So yeah, go check it out, guys. There's plenty to keep you going. Another 33 or something, 32 behind us. So yeah, go check them out. All right, thank you so much for listening. We really do appreciate you taking the time out to hang out with us on this. It means a lot to us, so thank you. And we will see you next time when we will dive into Scarlett Johansson. Send us your top eight list today to top_8_media. If you find it too hard to create your top eight of all time, then why not a top eight from a certain actor, actress, genre, or director? You can even make it more niche. For example, the top eight films set in space. Your list could inspire, so join the top eight media contributors today. Thank you for listening, and we will see you next week.